You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. It is Tuesday. How are you doing today? It's Tuesday. One day somebody's gonna give me somebody.
I'm not sure what jingle that is for.
That's what I'm about to tell you. Somebody's gonna give me a jingle job up in here. They gonna hear one of these. They gonna be like, he got it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he do it. He got it for sure. For sure.
Yes. Somebody give me one because I be getting them. I don't know where they come from.
I'm telling you. And they're inspired. That's what it is. They're inspired. Because honestly, a couple of them have stuck in my head. And I try to get rid of them as quickly as possible because I don't want that, you know, to be the only song that floats through my mind. But it you have a way with those little ditties, as my friend's grandmama used to call them songs, little ditties. Y'all just sing them little ditties. What you need to learn is some music.
Get some real song up in you. You singing little ditties.
Yeah. Nothing like somebody telling you singing a ditty. You thought you was throwing down. You're like, hey,
you thought you did. You did. Your doo-wops ain't hit no.
Yeah.
Bit bop.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. It's Tuesday. And I'm excited. If you all hear something in the back, I'm actually multitasking by being on another virtual. I think this is my third some virtual conference. So I'm at the National Preservation for Historical Places virtual pass forward. First time virtual. And when I say, well, actually, I got two of them going on.
Lord.
In addition to that, I also have my apparel and textile sourcing conference going on.
There's more.
So I have that one going on as well. So my computer looks like split screen, right? And then we got you.
You could have just said, hey, let's do this later in the day.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to put them on pause. They're going to keep doing this. The joy about this virtual, at least for the preservation, because I'm registered, I actually have access to these sessions for 12 months.
Okay.
So I think that is a blessing because I'd already identified two sessions that were happening at the same time, and there was no way I could really be in five places at one time. I was already in three, so I needed to be.
Mm-hmm,
so I needed to fix that up.
Well, let me advise you that even though you have access for a year, that you be diligent enough to put those on your calendar now so that you don't slip up and miss out on seeing all that you want to see. Because that tends to be what happens to me. I'm going to just speak from my own experience that when they say, oh, you have access for this, and then you're like, okay, I got time. And the next thing you know, it's gone.
Yep, you're right about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is you're right about it. So I did make an effort to go to the ones that I really wanted to see be a part of the conversation first.
Excellent.
And I'm not gonna lie, anything that had black
of course.
Anything that had black in it got first check.
Of course. Because we want to be there when it's first said.
It won't come out later on like the way it did, you know. So I want to make sure I get everything in that first section.
Excellent.
So, shout out to Felicia Rashad, who actually you all know her as Claire Huxtable from Bill Cosby, the show that we grew up on. She was our black mother, but she was mine. She is at, her hands are strongly rooted in black preservation. And so one of the sessions, she is the chair of the African American Historic Preservation Group. And so she is the chair for that. And so they're represented in a conversation, a major conversation that's going to be happening here as well. So, yeah.
Excellent.
We got some people in some spaces that you may not have even knew.
Excellent.
So what we got going over, let me just say this. To our listeners who checked out Why You Lying, I'm just going to say it. Y'all listen.
Oh,
y'all,
yes.
They went over there and listened. If you missed Friday's segment, it is mild tempered, but truly, truly, everything on Friday don't have to be ratchet. Yeah. You're absolutely right, and it was coming from the missionary, so I didn't expect it to be too ratchet.
Praise the Lord.
But if you didn't, go back and please, and you can actually listen to all of our amazing segments,
yes,
episodes,
binge,
because we've done a very good job of trying to keep you on track.
Mm-hmm.
We are 2 years in, and we are still feeling like we still haven't talked about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we do repeat some things, trust me, it is in our best interest, and you benefit from it. So that's what I have to say about that. So yeah, please go back and check out Why You Lying. That segment, that episode is still up, and it is still, to me, it's up there in the top five at least.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is, because it really unpacks some things that I'm still unpacking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how when you go out of town and then you come back, and that bag be still sitting in that corner. You about to go out of town again. You don't even worry about packing the other bag because you just grabbed the bag that was already there. You unload the dirty clothes when you first get home. But the bag seemed to just stay right over there in that corner. That's the type of unpacking that segment is done for me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's doing.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm eager to hear what you lead now with today.
As I said, you got the shoes. You know how you do well that one time? And they were like, oh, she could do that again.
You know what I think, too, is because when you lead out with the conversation and the thought, I don't mind interjecting. I notice when I lead out, you are very reserved.
I'm attentive.
Until it's your turn. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a great attentive listener.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just working on listening skills all the time because I'm always interjected.
But I also set it up differently than you set it up. So the interjection is, I believe the way I set up is a lot easier for you to jump in. Whereas a lot of times I'm listening to hear, okay, now wait a minute. He's going this way. Okay, let me just be quiet and see, watch the GPS. And so that's what I do. Yeah. I honor your style.
I honor yours. And I figured this was what it was because the numbers show it, by the way.
The test will be if this happens again. If it happens again, cool.
Hey,
if not, and see, that's where I was like, oh my goodness, do I have a topic that can do that again? I don't know, because that one I didn't know was going to do that.
The other thing is that we encourage our listeners, but we also, you know, we have to be intentional about sharing these with other people.
Right.
And so actually sharing the link. So once you get the link, please share it. I get it. Some people are not into podcasting, and not every episode may be appealing to everybody, but ones that you do see speak on topics that you might have thought about or wanted to hear a different opinion about, please, please, please go ahead and cut and paste and tag those. And all you do is scroll up. The jinx is, if you're looking on Anchor, you don't have to subscribe in order to listen. Just scroll up. And you'll see the play button, and you can click the play button on there. I don't know what it looks like on the other platforms, but
yeah. I know on Spotify it's like the you know, typically, well, Spotify, I think you could arrange yours from either the most recent to, you know, from the beginning to the end. I think you have that option on there on Spotify. The other ones I have not, you know, I've not checked out so much to see. But however it is, I mean, listen. And, you know, definitely share by all means. We appreciate that.
Please.
Yes. So today, because we done did a lot.
Where are we going?
Chit-chat right here. Ooh, I'm nervous. So today, I would like And I know this is the topic. Let me tell you how I know it's the topic, because it was confirmed in two other conversations before I even got to this podcast. So I know it's the topic for today. I just don't know how it's going to be received. Anyway.
Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh,
yes.
Manna.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I want us to get into this concept of complaining without action. What I also like to call it verbal pollution. Yes. And if I were to break it down even further, I'd say actually it is verbal, mental, and spiritual pollution, but I don't have time to go into the text that far. Hallelujah. But I am going
to. Here we go.
Go ahead. See, you was already ready.
I got the quench. I got the face quenching up. This is it. This is gonna be good.
So I have to confess about myself. The other day I was challenged with something that I have been dealing with for quite some time. And my challenge was I going to complain about it and mumble about it and roll my eyes about it and not do anything about it? Or was I just going to shut my mouth and go another direction? Mm-hmm. So I contemplated for a moment and I said, well, because I've been dealing with the situation and elements of this situation, I had to weigh whether or not me putting time and energy was going to get the outcome that I thought was necessary. Mm-hmm. My past behavior was to call upon two or three people, different individuals, but two or three people who also knew this situation, and then say, can you believe this? And then list a litany of wrongdoings that had transpired over a period of time. And then tell how I could not believe that I'm having to deal with this again. So then I said to myself, well, you know, you've done that and that didn't really work. So we're not going to do that again. Then it dawned on me that when we are complaining, and let me be very clear, whether this is personal or public, you know, and you know, I can tie it into the voting, whether you're talking about the current administration or the next one, if you're busy mm-hmm. complaining without a plan of action, you are verbally polluting the environment. So every time I call my two to three people to say, can you believe this? I'm spewing out more mess than I really need to do. And then on top of it, it takes my energy away from that which I was called to do for that very day anyway. I had the nerve to pray to do God's will, but I can't believe that me sitting around complaining without any plan of action is part of God's will. I just can't believe that. Because I really don't think that God really has ordained me in any kind of way, shape, or form to spend time complaining about a situation and taking no action on it whatsoever. I just don't think that's what I'm created to do. Now, someone may be created, but I don't think Camille Veronica's created to do that. And so my challenge then was, okay, what you gonna do there? Well, on that particular day, I decided not only not to complain about it, but not to even think about it, which was even greater of a challenge for me because it kept popping up. It was right in my face. It kept popping up. And I was like, no, hold up. Now, wait a minute. I said, no, because again, I'm giving energy to something that's just either I can handle it, either I got to wait a solution for it, or I need to back away and go a different direction. And so my challenge out there to everyone is, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's your family, your workplace, if you are sitting there, standing there, you know, balanced on one foot there, and you are complaining without a plan of action, then perhaps you need to get you a trash bag and clean up that verbal pollution that you've been putting out there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got a lot.
Do you feel better? So can I put some space in the why I like to share my pollution. I don't know.
No, because you
I feel better.
No, you
I
don't
feel better.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Okay. You feel better temporarily. But the problem is the problem still keeps coming back around. My thing is, you're complaining. If you don't have an action to what you're gonna complain about, shut up. Shut up. And not just for the person next to you, for yourself. Shut your mouth.
Put your mind
on something else, something that's really fruitful, beneficial, plentiful. Do something because, yeah, it feels nice for that moment to get that. And then I said this. And can you believe you said that? And all I said was, like, it feels good for that moment. But next week, you're dealing with that same, no, not even next week, next hour, you're dealing with that same mess because you have not put an action. You can complain about Trump, but unless you, one, vote, or unless you, two, get involved in local politics, you're just complaining. You're just complaining. Mm-hmm. You got to have an action. That action thing is paramount. So you have permission to complain as long as you have an action plan. But 90% of the time, we just complaining.
Right. And I see that in a number of spaces where we challenge we're complaining about our jobs.
Right.
We're complaining about where we work, but we are not doing anything to seek out other forms of employment or heighten. We don't like the way life is. You know, we don't like the way our life is going. And so we're complaining about it, but we're doing nothing to make it better.
Right.
Right. My children are out of control. You know, you're doing nothing to help to bring them into a space where they feel like they're in control. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. I don't know if the complaining is just when you said this pollution thing, all I keep thinking about is these smokestacks.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
These smokestacks giving off all of this smoke. Mm-hmm. Right. And where there's smoke, they say there is fire, you know? And so I'm going to say that there is some space for those that are complaining to potentially be putting out warnings of what they don't like, right? Or where there's an issue, you know, a fire burning. But is it making something else work on their behalf? Is it bettering them? And you're right. You're right. I think we must spend more time looking at the results, the solutions to what we got going on.
Now, I need you to think about this. Whether it is a personal ranting or a public one, there's still what's to me very dangerous, especially when we talk about in a political realm. What's very dangerous is kind of the mob mentality that happens when there is a complaint with no action. And now that I'm even saying this, I'm thinking about my days in community organizing that you uplifted what the community concern was, and you went to the person who could give you what you wanted in terms of response. So there wasn't just we marched or we picketed or we, you know, sat in. There was an action that continued beyond that moment. And I think with our language and the things that are around us, especially now where we're, you know, a lot of us are in on the politics of the day and this vote and everything like that. There has to be something beyond just saying, I don't like this candidate, and nothing there to show, well, what are you working towards despite the fact that you don't like this candidate? Because we're quick to criticize situations. We're quick to talk about what we don't like or who we don't like. But very rarely do we have anything that allows us to reconcile a situation, you know, that allows us to say that I don't have to really care for your politics, but this is what I'm standing for. And these are the steps I'm taking to stand for them. You know, I don't have to like this job. However, I'm not going to come in here and be berated every day. This is the level of respect I will get in this job. And at the same time, I will find my way out of this situation. I will network. I will, you know, I will get education, whatever it is that I need to do. And that's the thing I think we often forget is, even in our complaining, we still have a choice. You have a choice to either deal with people front on. And that's the thing. You're sitting up here, me calling three other people, and I've yet to go to the person who I believe can address the situation.
The best.
The very best.
Yes.
And we waste a lot of time. And that's where the pollution to me is the time that's wasted on the complaint with no action, and on the fact that we don't go the person who can give you what you want, or at least hear you out, you know, do you understand? Because see, sometimes stuff happens to you out of ignorance. People don't know that this is a problem. So they continue doing it because no one has ever confronted them, you know, or someone has confronted them and they just don't care, you know, they just don't care. But either way, you're again carrying around yet another thing that will continue on. Generations of us will be complaining about the same stuff. You know, I guess I've said from the beginning, while it is nice to have government funding, what would happen if you didn't have that? What would happen if you just decided collectively, I'm going to take what I have and I'm going to build upon that. And then if I can invite somebody else to join me and they invite somebody else to join me, there's your cooperative group right there. But instead, we're waiting on Title 4, 5, 6, and 7. If the government doesn't give you a stimulus, what you gonna do? You know, all of this here, there's always a way around what seems to be our greatest challenge. There's always a way around. Because every time I eat an apple, there are seeds inside the apple. If I throw the seeds away, I've thrown away a chance to grow something. You see what I'm saying? So we have to look at like these opportunities of complaining and all that stuff. They are opportunities to see that, yes, there is something wrong, definitely. Now what are we going to do about it?
I had something popped in my head when you mentioned about the apples and the seeds and you throw them away. And I realized that some of us eat apples in environments where us keeping the seeds will not be, or planting those seeds would probably not grow due to the climate that we're in. And that made me think just about what our complaining does to it does us no good, because we're not in a climate, we're not in a mindset, we're not in a peace of heart, a peace meaning P-E-A-C-E, where we can actually plant that harvest to grow. We don't have the right atmosphere. The atmosphere in this context is we don't have the right attitude. And that's very good, very good, very good. Oh my gosh. So I get it, and I hope our listeners are getting it too, because that's all we're doing. All we're doing is opening up this conversation to get it going, to get you started on understanding that there's something else beneath the vulnerable space. There's something to be admired and admonished while you're in that vulnerable space. And this is one of those moments where you gotta go in on the vulnerable space. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so delighted that you decided to stop in and listen to us on this Tuesday. Have a great one.
Thank you. You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.